B-Pod Studios.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Molly back on with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show. If you don't remember, Molly hasn't spoken to her dad in 10 years because after Molly's mom passed, shortly after, her dad got engaged with someone else. She got upset. She left. They haven't spoken in years. We reconnected the two, and it did not go well.
You were supposed to go to therapy, and your dad maybe was going to join you in therapy. What kind of an update do you have for us here about a month after the last time we talked to you both on the air?
So I have been going to therapy. My dad has not joined me. I've reached out to him twice since I talked to him with you guys. And I texted him once and just said, hey, I just wanted to check in with you, see how you are, see if you wanted to talk. Just, you know, radio silence. I didn't hear anything back. And then I texted him again and just, you know, kind of the same thing. And again, no response.
So at this point, are you like done reaching out? Like, because in my head, Molly, I have to be honest with you, I lost my dad when I was 19. And if he was around today, like my dad and I had some blowout arguments. Like we went 6 months without not speaking at some point. And I wish I could take that back. And that was just 6 months, not 10 years. So like in my eyes, kind of, you have, like, if my dad was around, I would just keep trying if I had that moment back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I want to keep trying. I just have not had any responses from him.
You can only swing and miss so many times before your natural instinct is to be like, you know what? Screw off.
I know. But then, like, God forbid something happens to your dad and you always say, like, oh, what if I should have pushed harder? Like, maybe I did go about it the wrong way.
I see both sides. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, he's the parent. He should be the one putting the parent pants on and fixing this.
And sometimes that's just not how life works. Like, sometimes the kids have to step into that parental role.
I mean, clearly he's not, you know, the best parent here that we're dealing with, so.
But he's clear. I mean, his actions the last time we spoke to him were disgusting, right?
Right, that's what I'm thinking in my head right now.
He
goes,
terrible.
Typical Molly.
I know.
Showing up. You know, what do you need this time?
I know, but there's something to be said, too, where he's clearly hurt in this situation. And I just really wish I could get the two of you to agree to, like, sit down with a therapist and, like, try to hash it out. Like, even if it doesn't work, at least you exhausted all the resources.
Yeah, hurt people, and you both are hurt, and you're hurting each other.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, Loren, I didn't even think about that. You're bringing up a really good point about your dad. Like, lucky for me, I haven't lost my dad. My dad's still here, about to celebrate his 80th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, would I feel different about the situation? Because I'm sitting over here on this side thinking, screw him. Like,
right.
Molly, you're a great girl. Move on. You don't need him. But, like, you as the daughter of someone who doesn't have their dad anymore thinks it's important.
Yeah. And I know I just mentioned this about not talking to my dad for 6 months. But, like, my dad and I had a blowout argument. Lord only knows what it was about. I don't remember the details on how we got into the argument. But we didn't speak for 6 months. We were living under the same roof. And then my dad had a heart attack and needed to have a stent put in. And that is like when I was like, holy crap, this is so stupid. Like, this is some dumb stuff and I need to make this right. Like, if I would have lost him at that moment where we were not speaking, I would have never forgiven myself.
So, Molly, after hearing all of that, like, what do you think? Where do you stand?
I don't know. I want to talk to him. I just wish that he would reach out to me.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't
though.
Either.
Do you? Here we go. Do you want to
try it again?
Because that went so well.
I kind of want to see what grumpy reaction your dad has today if we call him. But do you want to see if we take a quick break, play a couple songs here, and maybe Nicole can get him on, and this time we'll do the talking and like maybe try?
I mean, that might work better.
All right, Molly, let's see if we can make some progress here. We'll play a song and see if we can get your dad, Kyle, on the phone with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Molly gave us permission to call her dad, Kyle, and see if we could try to bridge these two together. Remember, they haven't spoken in 10 years, and the last time we did talk to him, he hung up on us. And surprisingly, he did agree off the air for us to broadcast this and get him on the radio. Kyle, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for coming back on. I can already sense in your voice you are a little less on guard than you were the last time we called you.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of time to think, so yeah, a little bit less. I'm not blindsided this time.
Tell them what you told us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Loren, I think it's important for him to hear this.
Yeah, listen, I think it's really important that the two of you try to mend the fences. I lost my dad when I was 19, and I would give anything to have a relationship and have him here in my life with my children, for him to see his grandchildren. And I just, obviously you're both hurt. Obviously there's some stuff that needs to be worked out and maybe some things that need to be said or written down. But I truly, in my heart of hearts, just think that it would be such a shame for you guys not to give everything to try to mend this relationship.
I mean, here's my thing with it is that, you know, she had 10 years to reach out. You know, I just lost my wife. I mean, that was very hurtful.
You have to remember, too, she had just lost her mom, and then she's seeing you with somebody else very... you know, quickly, like there's a lot of animosity between the two of you that I feel like can, like just talking it out or just agreeing to disagree on it could be helpful possibly.
Here's why I haven't reached back out or anything, because she's had 10 years. Why now? And why is it going to be different? I don't want to be hurt like that again. I mean, that was devastating 10 years ago. You know, I mean, that's my daughter.
Well,
it was extremely hurtful, you know, and I need to protect myself. I don't want that to happen again, and nothing indicates that it's going to be different from the last time.
Is that worth never having her part of your life ever again? That seems like that's a very deeper pain.
I mean, I want her to be part of my life, but in the same instance as well, I have to protect myself. I don't know if I could go through another heartbreak like that.
Well, let's bring her in. Let's bring her back. Kyle, here is your daughter, Molly. Good morning, Molly, again.
Hey, guys.
Okay, you heard Dad. You were on hold. What do you think?
I feel like, I don't know, just like, I just kind of want to forget it.
Whoa.
Forget what?
What?
What do you mean forget it?
We just had a breakthrough,
I feel like it just like sounds like the same old stuff.
This is what I was afraid of, Molly. Like, what do you want me to do?
I don't want to always like be the person that has to reach out to you. Like, I want you to take some initiative and reach out to me. And I don't want to have to be like the parent in the relationship. It's exhausting.
I mean, you had 10 years to reach out to me. And then when you finally chose to, you blindsided me on the radio.
I couldn't get a hold of you any other way. And I was really hurt. I didn't, I had to track down where you lived. I didn't have your address.
They're focusing on all the small things, right? Not the big things.
Yeah.
You're letting all the small things get in the way. That's just bullcrap.
We just had a conversation with your dad that went way better than the conversation a month ago.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction.
I would think.
The point is you two are talking after 10 years of not talking. Let's focus on that. How cool is that?
Maybe you guys should write a letter to each other.
It is nice to hear your voice again and stuff. I mean, you know, I have missed you.
Look at that.
Thank you.
I think we clapped over the biggest part of the whole segment. What did you say, Molly?
I said I've missed you too.
Oh, there we go.
Yay.
Lord, be praised thee.
I hope that you guys don't have to go another 10 Christmases, 10 birthdays, 10 special moments without each other.
Me too.
Want you guys to work it out. I hope the best. We'll leave you on hold to talk.
Okay.
I wish there was something more we could do for you. Kyle, why don't you reach out to her?
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, and then you guys just talk things out. But we are moving in the right direction.
Okay, I'll reach out this week, within the week, Molly.
Okay.
Wow. All right, I'm going to let Kyle go. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you again for coming on with us, and good luck with everything, okay? This will be the last time you hear from us. We're out.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right. Stream us. You're in Florida. how'd that feel?
Good.
See, when you stop allowing, what you both were doing is putting up all these walls. I've done that before, too. You know, you put up all these walls because you don't want to tackle the main issue. And you guys were so focused on that. But if you pull that down, you go after what you're really hurt about, you work it out, and it should. Who knows? Maybe we're giving awful advice. Maybe there's a psychotherapist listening right now and be like, this is the worst.
Right.
Thing but who could think that went bad? Like, he agreed that he's going to reach out to you. Now, whether or not he does, that's a different story.
Right.
But now it's on him. And Molly, I'm exhausted. It's not even my family. But we're happy for you. I feel like it's a good step.
Thank you.
All right, Molly, we'll put you back on hold. And just make sure they have everybody's information, Nicole. And hold his feet to the fire. Make sure Kyle's going to reach out to her. That's big to finish this off. But how about when we feel like we had a breakthrough with Kyle, and then she goes, I think I'm over it. And we're like, wait a minute.
There's just a lot of pain there. You
know. Hats off to Loren. I feel like you really moved the meter on that by putting yourself in that situation and bringing it to the light. Like, hey, my dad's not here right now. Like, you're lucky.
Really? You think so? Because I'm not getting so much love on the text messages.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we'll read those text messages and get other reaction on Molly and her dad, Kyle, not speaking after 10 years. Maybe a breakthrough. What are people saying about Loren? We'll find out in just about 7 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.